Hot Business on Hot 102.7.
South Africa's economic transformation relies heavily on the success of black-owned small business. I think that's common cause. But what happens when well-meaning policies risk duplicating or diluting existing support structures? Now, the Department of Trade and Industry and Competition has released a draft transformation fund aimed at improving access to capital for majority-owned or majority black-owned SMEs. While the intent is welcomed, leading SME development specialists Edge Growth are calling for a more collaborative approach. They argue the fund in its current form could unintentionally crowd out years of tailored enterprise and supplier development work. In that respect, I'm joined now by Nabila Vali, who's head of business development at Edge Growth. Nabila, a very warm welcome. And first of all, let's get into this. What do you mean when you say that the one-size-fits-all approach doesn't necessarily work in the SME development space?
Yeah, so I think, you know, as Edge, we've been around for 17 years now, and we've been implementing customized enterprise and supply development solutions that has actually resulted in, you know, us being able to create more than 14,000 jobs and support over 1,000 black-owned SMEs with 1.4 billion rand of funding and skills development. And what do I mean by that is often in the South African SME ecosystem, the SME themselves do not benefit from a generalized approach to support. So whether it is, you know, business development skills or it's funding, they need access to funding, access to skills, and access to market that matter to their business. And I think we've expressed our intent to support the transformation fund, and we've got this wealth of experience in the industry in implementing solutions that move the needle for our SMEs that actually result in an SME going from operating in his living room to actually having a premises to operate from, because he's had the right type of funding that doesn't overgear his business. He's gotten access to skills that actually, you know, help him move the needle when it comes to setting up a website or a finance function or bringing in new deals. And then he's got access to market opportunities, which is actual contract opportunities within the supply chains that he operates in.
So you're not arguing about the intention of the fund, more the way in which it is potentially going to be implemented.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you read the draft document, concept document that's been put out, you know, you see the objective of the fund to be deepening transformation, improving access to funding, and empowering black-owned businesses. And really, these goals are deeply aligned with what Edge Growth's mission and vision is. So we're actually saying, you know, in its broader objective, we support it and we're excited about it. What we want to get to is, you know, the collaborative approach in the implementation and how it will actually go and enable those objectives.
Why do you believe corporates may be discouraged from participating if the fund, as you're suggesting, lacks flexibility?
Yeah, I think the discouragement will come from, so let's first just paint the picture that, you know, Corporate South Africa has been doing this for, or have been making contributions to enterprise and supply development for about 17 to 18 years now. And really those contributions have gone to empowering SMEs in their own supply chain. So it's been really customized and it's really been, you know, aligned to their overall business strategy that they have when it comes to SME development. I think the discouragement will come in where, you know, they are, you know, often where that's going to be removed and it's not going to be the case, or it's the transformation fund won't be complementary to what they're already doing. And I think the Minister Parkstow actually iterated that the transformation fund is here to enhance and not to to actually disrupt what's already in the market in itself. So I think that was really comforting.
So what do you think the risks are if the fund overlooks regional differences and industry-specific challenges, as you've suggested?
I think the risk becomes that you won't, firstly, from a corporate contributor perspective, you won't have as many corporate contributors looking at it and saying, is this, you know, willing to, is this something that we want to or we're willing to contribute to, because it hasn't promised or to enhance what we already doing. So that from a contributor perspective. From an SME perspective, what often happens is that a lot of SMEs are looking for access to market in corporate supply chains. So if you're unable to actually enable that, or they're looking for market access to get more clients, if it's a B2C business, if you're unable to do that, it will actually deter SMEs from being part of that support. And more so, it will deter them because they're not getting specific support that's intrinsic to their own business needs. So, and then from a existing ecosystem players like your enterprise and supply development service providers and fund managers, I think that, you know, you're often now going to create competition in the pipeline that you're looking at and what have you. And it might not really add value more than take away what's in existence already.
So I'm assuming that you plan to or have already articulated your concerns to DTI. What are you hoping for?
Yeah, absolutely. We have. I mean, we've submitted a formal response as part of the public commentary process. And then we also are hopeful to engage with the DTIC that, you know, in this public-private partnership, how would collaboration look like? And how can we bring the expertise that we currently have? You know, so to give you an example, Jeremy, enterprise and supply development industry has been struggling with this one element for a while. When it comes to measuring impact, we don't have a global definition of what impact is. So what is our impact methodology? What are those metrics? How do we measure them? And how do we report on them? And I think really this is a opportunity for the Transformation Fund to actually step in and say, well, this is where we can set a standard and help ecosystem players, you know, collect and measure impact better. So we're hopeful that we can collaborate in that way. We've obviously been collecting this data for a while and what have you. And so, yeah, we're in the current process of engagement and hopefully post the close of our commentary, we can engage more about it.
Nabila Valli, thank you very much indeed. Head of Business Development at Edge Growth.
Business on Heart 1027.